I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you. This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty. And a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand.
Where are you and what do your surroundings look like?
So I am in my studio apartment in downtown Toronto. It's like a studio apartment in one of these funny buildings that was purpose-built rental in the 60s, and it still is now, but it was taken over by enormous management company. And it is also extremely messy in here. Like there's just like objects everywhere. And I'm going to blame that on my boyfriend, who doesn't normally live with me, but had to move back to Canada from his PhD program in the States. And so he's sitting on the bed a couple feet away from me. Everything is just like a couple feet away from me in this apartment, eating a donut.
What's the most abnormal thing you did recently?
The most abnormal thing? Mm-hmm. Great question. Gosh, everything abnormal seems normal now. But I think, like I said, the apartment is small and I'm not used to living with my partner. And so we have, and we both are like quite busy. He's like still keeping up his PhD. So we need like a private space to do like, I don't know, just like to be alone or whatever sometimes. So we've turned my walk-in closet into like a meditation room / study.
I love that.
It's not a large walk-in closet. Like it's a small, like you can walk in, but not very deep, you know? So I think the most bizarre thing I did was I shut myself in my walk-in closet for like 3 hours yesterday.
You know, that's actually something a lot of podcasters have been doing now, because the official, I think, line is that you should be in a closet with a blanket over your head for the best audio quality.
Oh, so cool.
A lot of people are actually sharing that experience.
Huh, I didn't know. That's good to know. Is that where you are?
Well, I am under a blanket, but not in a closet because I don't really have a big enough closet that I can fit in with all of the other shit that's in it. So, but I am under a blanket. What's been the most selfish deed or thought you've had during this whole thing?
Oh, no. These are such good questions. What's the most selfish deed or thought? God, there are so many. Like, how bad of a person should I reveal myself to be here? Like, everyone is doing this, right?
As much as they want.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, it's funny because my whole reputation, like my brand, I guess, which is hilarious to say, is like built around forgiveness and choosing love and all this kind of stuff. Transformative justice is my thing. And I generally work very hard to create this like kind of image of like myself as like an all forgiving, like mother goddess type of person. Mm-hmm. But the truth is I am very petty and vengeful. And in my darkest moments, I've just been like, why can't the people I hate get a little COVID? Like, not a lot of COVID, because I don't want to feel guilty about them dying. Let's be real. But I do. I'm like, why can't they just get enough COVID-19 to be really scared of death and then become a better person specifically to me? Which, yeah, that's... It's been a sobering self-realization.
That's so funny. I mean, sometimes people, even with a little COVID, go down with flu symptoms for weeks and weeks. So,
and I just want them to be like, not, like quieted in my life. You know?
Oh my gosh! Name something that has given you pleasure today, or I guess recently again, because I guess it's pretty early in the day still.
I normally try not to eat junk food, which is like no judgment on people's eating, you know, it's just like something, what I'm saying is I'm allowed to judge myself, but during this pandemic, I have just like I've let it go, Tiffany, like it's just gone. Like my boyfriend is eating a donut for breakfast. I'm probably going to do the same thing later. I have this like fruit juice addiction that I've been trying to kick for years. And I've just stopped trying. Like the fridge is full of juice. Yeah. And I don't care. It's the end of the world. I'm going to eat junk food.
Love that. What's something you think might never be the same after this?
Well, I think our sex lives are going to be really different. And like, I think our relationship to touch and other humans' bodies, like, I guess, you know, so I'm like, you know, a part of the queer community and like specifically kind of grew up in gay men's community, although I don't identify as a man anymore. And queer community, of course, has had this like really long and rich history of sexualized spaces, right? Like bathhouses or hookup parties or, you know, all these kinds of things. And, you know, that can be good and bad, but part of the good of it is that there's this like real closeness, like it was an ability to kind of destigmatize the human body and be comfortable with touch in queer community. And I feel like a lot of that came up in response to the AIDS crisis, right? And that, like, there was a conscious movement to destigmatize the queer body and, like, you know, like work on, you know, the fear that the public has of it and that we have of our own bodies. And I'm kind of worried that that's going to be lost, or at least, you know, somewhat lost. And also that, like, you know, that initial kind of stigmatization of queer bodies, like gay men's bodies as, you know, carrying disease, or trans women's bodies as carrying disease, that's now going to like kind of be like everyone, right? And that's a kind of a scary thought, like now that we look at everybody's physical self with suspicion even more than, you know, we might have otherwise, because let's be real, people's bodies are gross. But now they're not only gross, they're also scary. So that's something I think will be different for a long time, if not forever. And it's something I think, I want to be kind of conscious of, like how to be body positive during COVID-19.
That's interesting. Do you have a sense of what that kind of body positivity might look like?
I mean, I think it's very hard to know, just because we have no idea like what the post-pandemic future, or what the pandemic future might look like. So, you know, part of what I was saying about, like, I wish people would get a little COVID-19, which I have to be clear, is like a joke. Like, you know, it's a fantasy that is the worst part of me and not the best part of me. But, like, you know, it's that I see a lot of, like, kind of very intense kind of puritanical politics coming up around avoiding infection, right? Or avoiding infecting others. So, you know, recently I wasn't sure. So I put out a question on Twitter, you know, something like, do we think it's ethical to order food from restaurants? And I got a lot of different answers, but one like specific subtype of answer that came was like, well, like, I guess it's ethical if you want to kill people. And like this very intense kind of like you can't, you know, like you should be locked in your house and literally seeing no one if at all possible. And going out for walks is bad. This like really intense, like kind of like you're going to get COVID if you're not being responsible, and you're going to give COVID to other people if you're not being responsible. And of course, that's true to some extent. Like we all should be doing, you know, social isolation to, you know, the utmost degree possible. But there's this kind of like, you're a bad person if you're not able to self-isolate, or you're a bad person if, for example, you live alone and have seen other people at all. And there's this total kind of lack of recognition of what it actually means to be human and the mental health consequences of being in isolation for an extended, you know, kind of indefinite period of time. And you see that kind of puritanical politic coming up around, you know, STIs and the AIDS crisis. So I think what a body positivity movement in the pandemic age might look like is similar to actually anti-HIV phobic or the anti-serophobic movement in queer community, which is just kind of this like reclamation of like, you know, it's okay to have a body. And the truth is, bodies leak, you know, they're leaky things, they're gross, you know, they're like filled with fluids and they're moist. And, you know, if we're going to be humans in the world, we are going to sometimes get sick. And pushing for, you know, a world where, you know, we accept the risks of having a body, you know, because that's part of a risk of, you know, being with people or loving people is that, you know, it's going to hurt us in some way, physical, emotional, psychological, you know, that I think that's where we need to go.
Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.